Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Cloudy today with areas of showers and isolated thunderstorms early on, then a chance of seeing a few showers this evening, high in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy, areas of showers and a few storms, low near 60, high of 74 on Thursday. Lots of clouds, areas of showers and storms. Thursday night, more showers and storms possible, low near 62. Right now, 57.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in McCook in Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Over $9.6 billion in payments will be made beginning this week to producers through the Agriculture Risk Coverage, Price Loss Coverage, and Conservation Reserve programs. USDA is issuing approximately $8 billion in payments in the ARC and PLC programs for the 2016 crop year and $1.6 billion for CRP in 2017. The ARC and PLC programs authorized in the 2014 Farm Bill and offer a safety net to ag producers when there's a substantial drop in revenue or price for covered commodities. Over 500,000 producers will receive their ARC payments, and over 250,000 producers will receive PLC payments for 2016 crops starting this week and continuing over the next several months as well. Payments are being made to producers who enrolled in base acres of barley, corn, grain sorghum, lentils, oats, peanuts, dry beans, soybeans, wheat, and canola. Also a part of the ongoing effort to protect sensitive land and improve water quality and wildlife habitat, USDA begins issuing 2017 CRP payments this week to over 375,000 Americans. Ranking Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow wants to meet with Sam Clovis. He is the controversial nominee for USDA's chief science post. Stabenow told reporters that she doesn't feel Clovis meets the criteria for the job and a stance she has held since his nomination. Meanwhile, Chairman Pat Roberts said last week the committee still needs more paperwork from the White House to consider the Clovis nomination. President Trump nominated Clovis to serve as USDA Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics, which also serves as the agency's chief scientist. The White House sent the nomination to the Senate back in July, and Stabenow previously said she had many questions about Clovis's troubling views, as she calls it, on climate change and providing public investment in crop insurance and education. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
In a busy world where we're overwhelmed with media choices, how can we make your life easier? Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. We're connected with the local events and day-to-day activities that you're involved in. We're a part of your community. Our advertisers are your friends and neighbors as we all work together for a brighter future. Whether it's a live broadcast, an upcoming function, important news, or just a friend to keep you company, tune to KNDY. We feature today's hot new country and all-time favorites on FM 95.5 and streaming online at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app. Don't forget our classic country on AM 1570, FM 94.1. News and information you can use with the latest technology at work. We're here for you and always appreciate your loyal listenership. Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. Thanks for listening.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a second victim has died from injuries sustained in a Kansas crash. The Barton County Sheriff's Office said that 75-year-old Philip Manka died Monday. A passenger, 48-year-old David Manka, was pronounced dead at the scene of Friday's head-on crash. Both men were from Pawnee Rock. Deputies are investigating whether Philip Manka had medical issues while driving. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled Monday that legislators did not increase spending on public schools enough this year and ordered a bigger increase. The court rejected the state's arguments that a new law phasing in a $293 million increase in funding over 2 years was enough to provide a suitable education for every child. The school districts argued that the increase approved by lawmakers was at least $600 million short of what was necessary. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, y'all, it's time to go hog wild at the biggest boot sale of the season, happening right now at Boot Barn. Whether you're looking for classic styles, boots with something fun like fringe, or the largest selection of work boots for the job site, now's the time to shop at Boot Barn, where you'll find savings so big, you won't have to break the piggy bank. Right now, save up to $50 on thousands of boots and go hog wild for new boots at Boot Barn.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. And now through October 11th, during DeWalt Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 20% off select DeWalt power tools. And the only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 20% off. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
A driver accused of intentionally hitting a Kansas bicyclist last month and fleeing faces an upgraded charge of first-degree premeditated murder after the victim died. 19-year-old Taylor Lucone of Hutchinson made his first appearance yesterday on the new charge. The charge was amended after 51-year-old Jose Lopez died over the weekend. Lucone told investigators he intentionally sped up and ran Lopez down. Topeka police say a shooting that left two brothers dead was a murder-suicide. The shooting occurred Thursday in a wooded area near the Kansas River. The dead were identified as 29-year-old Sean Jacobs and 36-year-old Robert Jacobs Jr., both of Topeka. The brothers were fishing when both of their vehicles became stuck in the mud. As the men were trying to get the vehicles free, the brothers began arguing. Authorities say that at some point, Sean shot Robert and then shot himself. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An eastern Nebraska school district has canceled classes for today after a threat posted on social media. Plattsmouth Community School District Superintendent Richard Hastie says that based on information from law enforcement, the threat about a shooting at Plattsmouth Middle School appears to be credible. Authorities have confirmed it was a tornado that damaged a farmstead in eastern Nebraska. The National Weather Service says the twister touched down about 11:42 Monday, about 4 miles northwest of St. Edward in Boone County. The service says it damaged grain bins, a small outbuilding, trees, and crops before lifting 1 minute later. No injuries were reported. Wind gusts hit as high as 85 miles per hour. Thurston County in northeast Nebraska has received the state's livestock-friendly designation for its support of the industry. It's the 43rd county statewide to participate in the program administered by the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported Saturday night in Gage County. Shortly after 3 a.m., Dakota Hausman, age 23, of Wymore, lost control, avoiding a deer on Beeline Road east of Blue Springs. His cycle left the roadway, struck a culvert, and went airborne. An unidentified female passenger was taken to Beatrice Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Another injury accident was reported late Friday night west of Beatrice at Highway 4 and West Juniper Road. Daniel Shibley, age 24, of Lincoln, lost control, went off the road. The vehicle overturned on its side. Kendra Barnes, age 20, of Fairbury, a passenger, was taken to a Lincoln hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Kansas explorer extraordinaire Marcy Penner will present a Kansas travel showcase and be signing her Kansas Guidebook 2 this Friday evening in Waterville. She and her late father had established the Kansas Sampler Foundation some years ago with release of the first Kansas guidebook. Over the years, Penner has remained a tireless promoter of all things rural in Kansas. She and Wendy Rowe visited all 600-plus incorporated cities in the state, compiling the recent update. Local tourist attractions and out-of-the-way places are prominently featured. The book is available at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce office and will be available Friday evening in Waterville.
It will be at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville on October 6th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. And the hotel is in the book, so that's always fun to give a program at a place that's in the guidebook. But we will do a photo journey of places around the state and help people see and learn how to explore. Just give them a taste of what's in the guidebook. And then Wendy and I will be there to sign find books, sell books, and to answer questions.
Marcy Penner with the Kansas Sampler Foundation was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. A brief recognition ceremony to honor past fallen volunteer firefighter Jack Butler is planned Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. He died from an apparent heart attack while responding to a rural fire March 26th in 1991. A plaque is to be placed at Marysville City Hall, and an engraved brick was placed at the Kansas Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Wichita. Pawnee Mental Health Services will offer free depression screening Thursday, October 5th, National Depression Screening Day. The screenings will be available at the Concordia, Manhattan, and Junction City offices. No appointment necessary. Walk-ins encouraged from 8 to 5. For details at the Concordia location, phone 243-8900, at Manhattan 587-4300, and at Junction City 762-5250, or contact the Pawnee Mental Health Services office nearest you. Dean B. Cox, age 93, of Haddam, passed away Saturday. His wife, Eileen M. Cox, passed away Tuesday at the assisted living in Fairbury. Funeral services for both have been postponed until Thursday, October 5th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church, interment in the Haddam City Cemetery. Eileen Cox had long time served as the Washington County Clerk. Services for Dean Cox and Eileen Cox will be Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church, Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements. Steve Vineyard, age 67, of Lawrence, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation an hour prior to service. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Steve Vineyard.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A-N-D-Y, your country. Let's talk music. Country remains the most popular radio format. If your preference is classic country, we've got you covered on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reaching back to the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Hear the artists you're familiar with and the songs you grew up with. If today's country is your style, tune FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and all-time favorites. Just the right blend, with an emphasis on the hottest artists and songs on the radio today. By the way, the latest hits are featured on the Country Top 40 Sunday mornings with Bob Kingsley on FM 95.5. On the other side, Bill Miller reaches back Sunday afternoons with his program highlighting the best of the big band and standard classics on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And enjoy country classics from the 60s and 70s Sunday evening 6 to 7 with Herb's Country Classics. Ain't no bad country, just your favorite country on KNDY.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High in the mid-60s this afternoon. Areas of rain, possible rumble of thunder as we head through the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, areas of showers and a few storms. Low near 60, high is 74 on Thursday. Lots of clouds, areas of showers and storms. Thursday night, more showers and storms possible. Low near 62. On Friday, we'll have lots of clouds, areas of showers, and a few thunderstorms, high of 71. Friday night, cloudy, chance of showers and storms. Temperatures cooler with a low of 51, high of 75 on Saturday. Becoming sunny with a high pressure building in briefly. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 53. Sunny to partly cloudy on Sunday. Slight chance of seeing some rain developing in the afternoon, high of 75. Chance of showers and storms Sunday night, low near 49. On Columbus Day, slight chance of a shower, thunderstorm, high of 67. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature early October 73, record high on this date 96 in 2006. The average low 49, the record low 28 in 1888. Sunset this evening at 7, sunrise in the morning 7:22. We had received about a quarter of an inch of rain through 7 a.m. this morning.
If it sounds like a hailstorm but the sky is clear, odds are you have an oak tree nearby. It's all about acorns today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 4th, the 277th day of the year. Carving began on Mount Rushmore on this day in 1927. There's no predictable pattern for the boom and bust years for oak trees and acorn production. Some years, relatively few acorns fall, while in others, called mast years, it can seem like a hailstorm. The sound of falling acorns varies from ripping as they tear through leaves to various dings, clangs, and rattles as they hit roofs, patios, and other structures. And a mast year can be brutal for hikers as trails seem to be strewn with marbles. If you have oak trees near you, here's a fact to ponder. In a good year, one large oak can drop up to 10,000 acorns. On the upside, you'll have some very happy squirrels. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. With a career high tying four field goals to help Kansas State earn a 33-20 win over Baylor last Saturday, Wildcats senior place kicker Matthew McCrane has been named the Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week. That conference announcement made Monday of this week. It's the second weekly conference accolade for McCrane, who also received the honor following the Kansas game in his freshman season of 2014. And while we're talking about K-State, head coach Bill Snyder and select players met with members of the media yesterday prior to K-State's 6 p.m. road contest at Texas this Saturday at Texas Memorial Stadium, a game that'll be shown nationally on FS1. A lot of the K-State players are from Texas and were not recruited by the Longhorns, so they'll have a little bit of extra motivation heading into this Saturday's game. Mid-America Network Sports.
Shop Lowe's All for Fall event and find great deals to spruce up your great outdoors. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your lawn, and now you can get up to 30% off select Scott seed and fertilizer. And keep your landscape looking its best by cleaning up the leaves with a Poland Pro backpack blower, now at a new lower price of just $199. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Scott's offer valid 9/27 through 10/11. Blower offer valid 9/21 through 11/19. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Hey, y'all, it's time to go hog wild at the biggest boot sale of the season, happening right now at Boot Barn. Whether you're looking for classic styles, boots with something fun like fringe, or the largest selection of work boots for the job site, now's the time to shop at Boot Barn, where you'll find savings so big, you won't have to break the piggy bank. Right now, save up to $50 on thousands of boots and go hog wild for new boots at Boot Barn.
With the regular season now 25% complete, there's only one unbeaten team left, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's not a huge surprise that Kansas City is the unanimous number one team in the latest AP Pro 32 poll, receiving all 12 first-place votes for 384 points yesterday in balloting by media members who regularly cover the NFL. The Chiefs face another challenge this coming Sunday night when they travel to Houston to face the Texans, who scored a franchise record 57 points in a rout of the Tennessee Titans. The Green Bay Packers, who routed the Chicago Bears Thursday night, moved up two spots to number two. Pittsburgh Steelers, who dominated the rival Ravens in Baltimore, jumped six spots to number three. The Atlanta Falcons dropped two places after losing to the Buffalo Bills and will enter their bye week at number four. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State College action on KNDY.
Friday night football, Chapman at Marysville live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Centralia at Washington County live on FM 95.5. Game streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
This is Bill Snyder, Kansas State University head football coach. Cancer takes a toll on so many of us and our loved ones as well. Many people survive it now, but more work is needed to save more lives. K-State's Johnson Cancer Research Center is advancing cancer prevention, detection, and treatment, and you can help. Make a gift at cancer.ksu.edu and get your shirt for K-State Fighting for a Cure Day, October the 14th.
Flowers, foliage, fall color, and low maintenance describe the versatile viburnum. Use varieties like Judd, Mohican, and our native Arrowwood and Nanny Berry to create an attractive screen, hedge, or mixed border. Several viburnum varieties like Double File and Korean Spice make great specimens or small groupings in the landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You and the butterflies will enjoy the lacy or snowball-shaped white, often fragrant spring flowers. As the blooms fade, berry-like fruit begins to develop and matures to red, blue, or black. Most viburnums finish the growing season in a blaze of color. Their green leaves turn orange, red, or purplish-red in fall. Grow them in full sun to partial shade and moist, well-drained soil. Check the plant tag before purchasing to select the one that best fits your growing conditions, landscape design, and available space. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
In the days before roads crisscrossed the nation, rivers served as one of the best ways to get from one point to the other. When a river wasn't available, some locations made their own waterway to spur growth. The story of one such place is this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
In the 1830s, the state of Indiana began to improve their infrastructure with roads, bridges, and canals. One ambitious project in that latter category was the Whitewater Canal.
The canal was to help build commerce. You were going from the Ohio River back up to east central Indiana. Eventually, they hoped to interconnect everywhere with the canal system itself.
Today, Jay Dishman helps oversee the historic canal that remains from nearly two centuries ago. The canal connected Cambridge City, which was on the National Road, to Lawrenceburg on the Ohio River.
You were moving people, but you were trying to get commerce to go all the way through. The products here, mainly at the beginning, was lumber and stone. Now, a lot of people think, oh, well, it's crops and stuff like that. No, not yet. I mean, that was a little bit early.
The entire length of the canal was fully operational in the early 1850s, but by the end of that same decade, It was already on its demise.
The railroad was starting to take really a lot of the transportation of goods because they could just keep putting more cars on. Canal boat by the bygone era would hold anywhere from, you know, around 20 tons, more or less. Rail car, they could just keep putting one on and one on, one on.
The railroad used steam power. The canal boats used animal power, pulling the boats from a towpath.
The cheap part of it was you only use two mules. You didn't have as much propulsion method. It did float all the way through on that, but you had various places on the canal that you had to drop off stuff.
The canal is still used today in a way, so to speak, and there's more to the story next time as we travel the countryside in Metamora, Indiana. I'm Andrew McRae.
Driving a tractor is easy on flat land, but steep slopes are another matter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to maneuver the machine on hills and the safety precautions you should take when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It makes me nervous when I see someone mowing a steep ditch or just driving a tractor sideways across a hill. It takes a lot of safety sense to avoid turning over on the machine. Dick Parrish is an ag engineering consultant and says the first thing you need to do when operating on a slope is to have a rollover protection system and keep your seatbelt fastened. The safest way to maneuver a slope is to back up the hill and drive down rather than sideways.
If you back up and drive down, that keeps the drive wheels uphill. If you should start losing traction, it will tend to slide rather than overturning. If you try to drive up a hill, driving forward up a slope, and you start to overturn, the front wheels will lift and the overturn will be accelerated. It will come right on around before you can stop it.
There are some situations where it's not possible to mow up and down the hill and you have to drive across it. If you start to feel yourself going over, steering downhill can help to stabilize the tractor. Don't turn uphill when it feels unsteady. As long as you have a rollover protection structure, stay in the seat, and don't try to stop the tractor with your foot. Your chances of staying upright are better if you just avoid really steep hills.
Typically, about 15 degrees is as steep as is recommended with most machines. Now, with most tractors, you have an option of widening out the wheel tread. The wider the tires are set, the more stable it will be.
Obstacles like holds and rocks, especially on a slope, can cause the tractor to flip over. Be very careful on rough ground. And keep your speed down. It's easier to correct a hazardous situation if you're going slow. If the tractor starts to feel unstable and you're driving like you're in the Indy 500, it might roll before you can do anything about it. Find more tractor safety tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At KNDY, we're proud to offer the news you can use that affects your family, your lifestyle. Breaking up-to-date national and international news from ABC, top of every hour, 24/7. And we cap that with the latest local weather forecast. Our expanded news blocks at 7, 12, and 5 also feature both Kansas and Nebraska news headlines, as well as local news. Stories and sources you can trust make us your first choice. Our news blocks also feature expanded weather briefs, letting you know what's ahead, as well as business and ag market updates. Start the day in the know with a 7 a.m. news block. Take time out over your lunch hour with the midday update, and take us home after work with the 5 o'clock block. Our expanded news blocks make staying up to date easy. And if you missed those, we now offer a podcast of a daily morning news block on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Growers of industrial hemp have high hopes for expanded production and marketability of the crop, as you'll hear today on the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at FarmJournalAgTech.com. That's FarmJournalAgTech.com.
In fields where generations of his ancestors grew tobacco, Brian Furnish now raises industrial hemp. Furnish is from Cynthiana, Kentucky, and is president of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. He says hemp has three categories of uses.
The seed for food products, such as proteins or oils, fiber production for clothing or ropes. There's a pretty high-end technology that we're using right now that we can make many, many different products from it. And then the third would be what we call the medicinal side of production. And that's where we take the actual buds of the plants and we extract oils from that. And those oils help people with many different physical ailments, mental ailments.
Hemp was banned decades ago in the U.S. because it's in the same family of plants as marijuana. Furnish says some 30 states now allow industrial hemp production. Hemp has some catching up to do, he adds.
You know, you had 70 years of no hemp production in the U.S., and so you had all this technology being developed without hemp. So the exciting thing now is just think of all the ways that technology has advanced where hemp can be put in place of fiberglass or plastics or canvas or clothing, just all kinds of these different properties.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National Pork Board this morning announcing that Leslie McCushion, pig farmer from Columbus, Nebraska, has been named the 2017 America's Pig Farmer of the Year by achieving the highest combined score from a third-party judging panel and online voting. The award recognizes a pig farmer who excels in raising pigs using the We Care ethical principles and who connects with today's consumers about how pork is being produced. Focusing on people is McCushion's main goal as a senior production manager for the Mash-Offs. McCushion believes that equipping employees with the right tools to provide the best animal care every day, as she oversees 70 employees who care for more than 18,000 sows in central Nebraska, as well as surrounding states. U.S. frozen beef exports to Japan down 26% after Japan imposed an emergency tariff due to an influx of frozen beef from the U.S. The tariff increased from 38.5% to 50% of the Japanese market to protect domestic producers. Japan's frozen imports from the U.S. 4,317 metric tons in August. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says it's possible that some of the August declines were due to additional products being ordered ahead of that duty rate increase. Latest crop progress report out late on Monday. Nationally, corn harvest now 17% complete, the average 26. Soybean harvest 22% complete, the average is 26. Sorghum harvest 34% complete, the average 37. And winter wheat planting around the nation now 36% complete, the average this time of the year is 43. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Network. It has not been a big day for corn or Kansas City wheat so far on Wednesday. December corn is down 0.75 cents, 3.48¾. March is down 0.75 cents at 3.61½. December Kansas City wheat down 3¾ at 4.38. March KC wheat down 3¾, 4.55½. The good news is soybeans. Soybeans started off on the wrong foot but have since rallied and pretty strongly. November soybeans up a nickel at 9.60¾. January beans up 5¼ now at 9.71¼. The later months are all up by 4 and 5 cents and more. October soybean meal is now up $1.50 at 3.08.80. December is up $1.10 at 3.12.60. Bean oil has been up all along. October up 20 at 32.71. December up 34 at 33.09. So very strong moves across the soy complex, and corn and Kansas City wheat continue with their struggles. We continue to see plus signs in the livestock complex. October live cattle up 60 at 109.70. December up 62 at 115.52. Later months are all in the green. October feeders up 27 at 152.70. November feeders up 25 at 154.55. So things look good so far for feeder cattle. All the later months are up there as well. Hogs are up. October hogs up 37 at 60.25. So things look good across the livestock complex. Cotton is on quite a rally right now. December cotton is up 201 at 69.53. March up 192 at 68.73. Crude oil has struggled today. November crude is down 40 cents at 50.02. December is down 39 cents at 50.35. The other energies are up. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all a bit stronger today. And October gold is up 40 cents currently at $1,271.90 an ounce. So we can boil it all down and say mixed numbers in the futures markets here on Wednesday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Again today, talking technology in agriculture, in an area that I didn't know about, production of walnuts. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Every time I do a story on California or visit the state, I have to ask questions on what does this machine do? Because the variety of crops produced in our number one agricultural state in the country really is huge and, of course, takes a lot of technology. Now, I know about getting corn at a proper moisture level at harvest time so that it doesn't rot in the bin. But I never knew that people who grow walnuts have to also dry down the nut and get it to a certain energy level. Well, in the story from Western Farm Press, this is what I learned. Looking for a more efficient drying process for just harvested rice, scientist Zhongli Pan decided walnuts could also benefit from an improved drying method. His agricultural research has been working on a drying method that uses infrared technology to reduce energy use in the drying process and improve the quality of the walnut. The standard hot air drying process for walnuts takes more than 24 hours with the use of natural gas and electricity. But now, infrared, a form of intense light that is felt but not seen, is a type of electromagnetic radiation much like radio waves, ultraviolet radiation, and microwaves. Walnuts can have a broad range of moisture at harvest, and the washing process adds to the shell moisture, making a 24-hour drying period necessary. But Pan and his colleagues at the Western Regional Research Center, looking for a more efficient way to dry walnuts, less likely to overdry the nuts and reduce darkening, and they're turning to infrared as the technology that will do just that. He said the new infrared drying method could be integrated into an existing drying facility without the need to build a new structure. Back with a final word after this message.
Put your yield data to work. Many times, areas with high yield potential are deficient in key nutrients, which significantly limit yields. But by intensive soil sampling and taking into account nutrient removal based on your yield data, we can improve product placement efficiency and yield across your farm. Let us help you by contacting Wesley Hedges with Farmers Cooperative today to take advantage of our precision ag program.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Technology producing a better walnut. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Don't till up the corn stover after harvest. Leaving crop residue on the ground improves soil health and saves you money on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Leaving crop residue on the soil surface after harvest will improve nutrient cycling and ultimately soil quality and productivity. It also prevents erosion from wind and water. Mahdi Alkasi is a soil management professor at Iowa State University. He says studies prove that crop residue saves farmers about $22 per acre in nutrients that they don't have to apply.
It was estimated residue could contribute about 37 pounds of organic nitrogen to the soil per acre, about 3.5 pounds of phosphorus per acre, and approximately 33 pounds of potassium. Calcium about 21 pounds and magnesium about 17 pounds.
Alkasi says over the long term, soil fertility losses from residue removal are slow but permanent. Short term, the impact is an acceleration of soil loss, which affects more than just the field.
Especially in the spring, when you have high intensity rain, we have a lot of sediment and nutrients in the lakes or rivers and ditches, and that's going to add to the cleanup cost for the counties. When these sediments leave the field, it's going to carry with it a significant amount of organic matter.
Alkasi says leaving crop residue can create management problems in some fields. However, there are alternatives such as planting a cover crop or strip tilling where only about 25% of the field is tilled. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how crop residue benefits the soil at agriculture.com.
With the seasons changing, it might be time to change your vehicle's tires. If it is, Hankook has your tire needs taken care of with its Great Hit Rebate promotion. Get up to $100 rebate on some of Hankook's best-selling ultra-high-performance all-season, touring all-season, and light truck tires. No matter what you're driving, Hankook has the right tire for you. Bat Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship for your car or truck that you can count on. That's Bat Tire. Never halfway. Hankook Tire.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Over the last few years, the American consumer has become more and more concerned about where their food is raised and how it is treated before it winds up on their plate. The National Chicken Council has taken steps to answer some of those questions with their chicken guarantee.
We just put out what we're calling a set of chicken guarantees. It's mostly focused on animal welfare. And they're a set of four simple things that hold true no matter what type of chicken people buy or where they buy it. We know that there's a ton of misperceptions and confusion about there about, you know, where their chicken comes from, how it got from farm to fork, and whether it's organic, conventional, et cetera. There's four things that always hold true. The first is that chicken is always free of added hormones and steroids. It's the law. It was always raised cage-free in the broiler industry. Farmers are always trained in animal welfare, and flocks are always monitored by licensed veterinarians. So those four things really serve as sort of a benchmark for all chicken meat in terms of welfare in the United States.
Tom Super is Senior Vice President of Communications at the National Chicken Council. He tells Mid-America Ag Network those four benchmarks are part of a larger effort to help consumers understand how chickens are raised.
We rolled them out as part of our chicken check-in initiative. And if people have questions, if they want to be on a chicken for a virtual chicken farm, see inside of the chicken house, everything you ever wanted to know about broiler chicken production, they can visit www.chickencheck.in, or they can Google Chicken Check-In, and it'll take you right there to the site, and follow us on all of our various social media accounts.
That's Tom Super with the National Chicken Council. That website again, www.chickencheck.in. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.